Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to our Thanksgiving service here at Richard Rossi Live. Give thanks, the Bible says, with a grateful heart. Psalm 28 says, the Lord is our strength and shield, so rejoice and give thanks in Him. Scripture says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks. Something I do every day and I strongly recommend in my journaling time is to write out five things I'm thankful for that day. Thanksgiving is not just a day, although thankfully Abraham Lincoln was the first to declare it a holiday, but it's something that has to be a lifestyle. Every day to say thank you that when I am weak, I am strong. When I am poor, then I am rich because of what the Lord has done. After a break for show identification, and I'll have a little bit to share with you about Thanksgiving. Bless you all.
Hey, I don't mean to bother you, Doc, but it's a mystery to me why it took so long to get this show on the air. It suddenly ties up all the loose ends with Christian talk. Gee, my wife just loves this show, Doc.
Well, thank you, Columbo. We love you, too. Just one more thing. He would always say just one more thing, but when I write my Thanksgiving gratitude list, I always seem to keep adding one more thing to be thankful for. You know, in the Bible, there were 12 tribes. You had Abraham was a patriarch, then Isaac, then Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, and the 12 tribes were named after them. But one of the tribes was Judah. And Judah means thanksgiving, praise. And what's quite interesting is when Israel went into battle throughout the scriptures, they would send Judah first in the battle. These musicians with their stringed instruments and their horns and their drums praising, singing thanks to God. So what an allegory or metaphor is that for us? Now, people, of course, mocked and made fun of this, like, why would you send them first? You should be sending the weapons and the soldiers. But it shows that in the spiritual life, gratitude and thanksgiving wins the battle. You know, in fact, there's an old song. I just thought of this. I hadn't planned to do this, really, but I'm going to grab my guitar here. There's an old song called Send Judah First. I remember they laughed at King Jehoshaphat, but when they sent Judah first, they'd always win the battle. So I'm going to do a little song on my guitar for y'all. It's called Send Judah First. Sometimes when I lead a worship song, I speak some of the words. So if you find me doing that, it's just to encourage you to sing along. This is Send Judah First, and it's based on that truth. Send Judah first, and your battle will be won. Send Judah first. The foe is overcome. Singing praise to the Father, praise to the Son. Send Judah first. Sing it with me. Send Judah first. You might be in a car listening along or at home on your computer. Send Judah first. Send Judah first, and your battle will be won. And your battle will be won. Send Judah first, and the foe is overcome. And the foe is overcome. Glory to the Father. Glory to the Father. Glory to the Father.
Glory to the Son. Send Judah first. Send Judah first. Now this song is from Psalm 100, which says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. 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 I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. Yes, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Thank you, Lord. We enter your courts with thanksgiving in our hearts, thankful for our lives and our friends and our family and our health and our freedom and, oh, so many wonderful things. I want to tell you a story about that song. It's a funny story. We were starting our ministry, Eternal Grace, here in California. We had started it in Pennsylvania, but we were planning churches, Eternal Grace churches here. And we've had meetings in house churches. Sometimes for actors and celebrities can't go to normal churches. They get bothered with people wanting an autograph or handing them their headshot. And we were ministering to gay folks and AIDS patients in Long Beach also who weren't welcome in other churches. And a lot of our meetings were in homes, and we've had house church meetings in Long Beach, Santa Monica, Venice, Lakewood, North Hollywood, many areas. Well, we were meeting in Long Beach, and two really kind of interesting and eccentric ladies were coming named Grace and Leona. Grace lived in a hippie van, a multicolored VW van with flowers and psychedelic paint, and was essentially homeless, and she'd stay in the van, and sometimes the yuppies in our nice neighborhood where we lived in Belmont Shore, three blocks from the ocean, would complain about the hippie chick in her VW van, and if they complained, she'd move it to another street. And she had a friend of hers. Grace was about my age, and Leona was a senior citizen in her 70s, and Leona was just full, they're both full of the Spirit and loved the Lord, and they loved Eternal Grace meetings. And they were kind of two mainstays in our Long Beach meetings. Leona was, some would joke and call her a hillbilly. She was from the Appalachia, didn't have a lot of education and had kind of a twangy voice, and she was from the Appalachia area. She was one of 11 kids. She didn't have shoes as a kid. She went to school barefoot. And she had come out here. Her husband got a job in California, and they had some children. But when her oldest child was 3 years old, she had a couple little children. Her husband left her. He was fooling around with different women, and he left with one of the women. And he had broken her heart time and time again. He had done this repeatedly through their marriage, and then he would kind of con her into taking him back and say that he was depressed or suicidal or please take me back. And he would have kind of a drunken quasi-repentance, and she fell for it a few times. But she realized this man is, it's best that the Lord said just let him go. And it just broke her heart, and now she was working several jobs to support her family. Well, I'm going to flash forward to Psalm 100, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. We were meeting in Long Beach in Belmont Shore. It was at our condo. And lo and behold, I go into this Thanksgiving song. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And so we attract a lot of musical people to Eternal Grace because I've been a professional musician. So we've kind of been over-blessed with guitar players. It's, you know, there was a joke one time that you had to play guitar to come to Eternal Grace because some of our meetings were all we had a worship band where we had Stevie Wonder's percussionist, Bob Marley's bassist. I was leading on guitar, and it just seemed like everyone played, you know. So some of the people that were very rigid about music being all the harmonies were always so perfect, even in our house church meetings. One of the people complained to me that Leona would throw them off in worship, and could I talk to her, Leona, the older hillbilly, as they called her. And I said, well, what's the problem? And I would be doing this song about Thanksgiving. I will enter his gates with Thanksgiving in my heart. Well, while I was doing that, Leona, in her kind of twangy voice, would sing in about four keys at once and not in rhythm. And we'd hear her in the corner, in her Thanksgiving in my heart, I'll enter his court with praise. And people were getting really upset. And I said, I remember one of the guys got really, really upset. You know, he was just so, so upset about it. Scott Cohen, he says to me, can you please talk to her? I can't worship with that twang and that out of key and off rhythm. And so he says to her, Leona, why don't you, he finally gets impatient. He said, Leona, why don't you spend some time one-on-one with Richard? Have him go over that song with you. Because that I will enter his gates of Thanksgiving, you throw everything off. And so I said, Scott, you know, she's singing from a pure heart and a good heart, and the Holy Spirit's anointing's all over her. Just let it be. She's making a joyful noise to the Lord. And so I would try the song again, and I would go, God will enter his gates with Thanksgiving in my heart. Then Leona would come in, I will enter his courts with praise. You know, and people were like, oh, my God, we almost don't want her to be there in the singing time. Maybe we could tell her to come about 40 minutes later after we start or something. You know, some of the people were disturbed by it. So Grace and Leona are leaving one day. And Grace said, that was a really funny joke, having Scott ask Leona to spend time with you to learn that song about a winner's gates with Thanksgiving in my heart. Grace said, that was a funny joke. You were pulling that joke because you knew Leona wrote the song, right? Right, Richard? I said, say what, Grace? Was that a joke because you guys deep down knew that she wrote the song? I said, what are you talking about? Leona wrote that song. I was thinking, what? I was incredulous at this, and I looked online, and sure enough, I looked in the hymnal, He Has Made Me Glad, and I saw the author, Leona Bretthorst. I could not believe it. I was sitting here chagrined, like, oh, my God, I can't believe these people were scolding her in our worship to learn the song, because she was throwing everybody off, and she had written the song. And Leona invited me over for tea and to ask me to pray for her about something the next day. And so I went by her apartment. Leona's maybe mid-70s at this point, late 70s. I said, Leona, would you tell me the story of how you wrote that song? Well, here's what happened. Listen to this. She was brokenhearted over her husband that kept cheating on her and broke her heart and left her. You know, she had a visitation from the Lord where the Lord said, focus on what you have, not what's left and what's gone. And your best days are ahead. Don't focus on the death of your marriage. Focus on the life ahead that I have for you. And the Lord said, the only way you're going to get through this is to stay in Thanksgiving every day. So what Leona would do was she would get up early because she was working two jobs to support her kids at the time. And she had two waitress jobs, tired on her feet. Could be so tired sometimes she'd just fall asleep before she hardly even got to bed. Her feet would ache. Had all kind of problems with her feet she'd want me to pray for from all these years on her feet. But Leona began to go through the Psalms every morning, and just out of her own heart, this is a person with no musical training, not much musical talent or rhythm, she would sing these songs to the Lord. And when she came to Psalm 100, the Thanksgiving song, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, she just started to sing out of that old Appalachian voice of hers, I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And what had happened was she had went away to a church retreat somewhere, and she kept singing that song, I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And one of the guys there from Maranatha Music overheard it and said, you know, this is a pretty good song if I jazzed it up and, you know, put some chords to it. And so they, you know, I'll enter his gates, and they put some nice singers to it. And it became a hit for Maranatha Worship. Maybe I'll give you a listen to how it looks when it's all dolled up. Here's one of the... That's, of course, a jazzed up, and this sold more than any other worship song. When I was newly saved in youth group at Memorial Park Presbyterian Church, we would sing that song. It was one of the first songs I learned. It went all over the world, and they ripped her off. They didn't give her credit. And they thought, oh, she's not educated. She was just singing it. You know, she won't know. Well, she had mailed a tape of it to herself because someone had told her that's like the poor man's copyright. You know, if you write a song, put it on a tape and mail it to yourself. And she went to the office, to Chuck Smith and Maranatha Music, and said that she wrote the song and she remembered how they learned it from her at that retreat. And then they marketed it and made all this money and claimed that that was their song. And the Spirit convicted Chuck Smith and Maranatha Music that they had kind of stolen it and made money off Leona's talent, never given her a penny. And they legally made it right. This had won Dove Awards, won all these accolades. They made it right and gave the rights and the credit on all music back to Leona, this humble lady in our ministry. And we sang this song many times, and she never even would say, oh, I wrote that, by the way. I mean, I think most people would have at least had, you know, wanted the acknowledgement to say I wrote it, but she never told us until finally this guy was telling her. I wish she'd learned to sing that song, right? But it came out of her heart when the Spirit of God showed Leona. And by the way, you know, don't look at how man looks. You know, this woman's voice was not American Idol voice. She probably never went into The Voice or American Idol. But there was an anointing on Leona that would just touch hearts. And the same with her friend Grace that was with her that told me that she wrote it. Grace, everyone judged her as homeless. She had long hair. She looked like a quintessential 70s hippie with the hair part in the center and the long hair. We had a ministry need with one of our film evangelism projects and needed a bunch of money. And I was praying for a specific sum of money. It was a pretty large amount, thousands of dollars, that God would provide it for this film evangelism project. And we had lawyers and doctors and people that I thought, well, maybe they'll do it. They have that kind of money laying around. And homeless Grace, living in her van, she showed up one day, and she gave me a check for the exact amount I was praying for, down to the penny. And I was shocked. And here Grace was wealthy, but she chose to do what she called the van life and go across the country. She go, I would pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead me to ministries that were really flowing and led of the Spirit and bless them. Here she had had a bunch of money. She was wealthy, and she gave was one of the biggest givers to ministries in the country. But again, both her and Leona, everyone judged her. But she said to me that this gift is like the woman's perfume, the alabaster box that was broken and spilled out at the feet of Jesus. Because the alabaster box was what a woman would give at her wedding night. They would pour the perfume out on the marital bed as their dowry to her husband. She said, Jesus is my husband, and I'm giving this to your ministry. And so these two women walked in a spirit of thanksgiving. So I want to encourage you to have a daily walk of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude. Don't get caught and the paralysis of analysis of how's this going to work out and worrying about this and that. But have an attitude of gratitude. Record every day Thanksgiving in your journal, things you're thankful for. In the morning when you wake up, thank Him. Thank you, this is the day you have made. Think of things to thank Him for. And focus on the good and not the bad. You know, when Leona Bretthorst began to focus on what she had and not the husband that left, and she began to sing those psalms to the Lord, she ended up being able to quit working 2-3 jobs because the song royalties from worship began to come in and she had residual income the rest of her life. And this is a woman that couldn't carry a tune, did not know any chords, but she would just sing the psalms to the Lord. And the Lord said to her, Leona, walk in thanksgiving. Appreciate the simple little things. And, you know, she had such a spirit of Thanksgiving when she would come to our meeting and I'd open the door. She'd say, oh, thank you, Richard, for opening the door for me. She was thankful about every simple little thing. And that walk of Thanksgiving took a poor woman ready to give up, not knowing how she'd support her kids, brokenhearted by her husband's infidelity. And it made this woman have impact all over the world. They did a study, psychologists, on people that are more grateful and full of Thanksgiving. They found they're more optimistic, stronger dealing with challenges in life. They have more energy. They have more of a sense of their lives are going well. They think more clearly. They have less stress. And they live longer. Isn't that something? Gratitude and Thanksgiving, when the Lord says, in everything give thanks, there's some very, very practical reasons for that. It's not just pie in the sky, because life can be tough, and the next thing you know, we're focused on the bad. We're worried about material possessions. Some people get depressed this holiday season because, oh, I don't have enough to buy this or get these gifts. But when you're in a spirit of Thanksgiving, you begin to thank Him, and you begin to realize God has given you so much. And you take time to think about the things you're thankful for. What are you thankful for? You're welcome to share that on my Facebook page. I have a post there on my wall that asks, what are you thankful for? We're getting a lot of good posts on there. Or you're welcome to call into the show, which the show number to call in is, let me find it, 347-637-2379. 347-637-2379. I'll say it again, 347-637-2379. Or you can also go to Gmail and send a message to richardrossilive@gmail.com. richardrossilive@gmail.com. I have a quote here from Johann Gartner. It says, he was from the 1700s, a botanist, and I think it's one of the best quotes I've seen on gratitude. A dear friend of mine, Pastor Phil Helfer, shared this quote. Thanks, Phil. To speak gratitude is courteous and pleasant. To enact gratitude is generous and noble. But to live gratitude is to touch heaven. Isn't that good? To live gratitude is touch heaven. To touch heaven. So, why don't you take a moment, either to yourself, or if you have a pencil and paper, you can write it down, or you can just think of it out of your own head. What are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? We'll be right back, and here's our dear friend from our ministry, Leona Redhorst. Oh, we've had so many songs come up, songwriters and songs affiliated with our ministry, Eternal Grace. We're so blessed with music. So here's Leona's song. Leona, by the way, has passed, has gone to heaven. But here's her song, and we'll be right back to take your gratitudes here at Richard Rossi Live.
I'm gonna take with me.
glad. Wow.
Right.
No. Wow, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I wrote a little post here, and I asked you, what are you thankful for? And I'm going to share some of that. We also have the phone lines have just opened up here, and we have several that have called in to share what you're grateful for. Let me go to some of the written ones first. And by the way, I appreciate, I'm getting some good comments about people really liking the story about Leona, our friend that was a part of Eternal Grace, and that song she wrote, which we just played, He Hath Made Me Glad. Leona really walked. She really walked Thanksgiving. And I noticed that she would always, if someone brought up some loss or something that bothered them, that she would ask them, what do you still have? Let's focus on what you still have to be thankful for, not what you lost. And she would get all of us, she would make us all stop and write gratitude lists, at least five things in that moment we are grateful for. And she's proof positive that it's the heart, you know, that matters, because she had won all these awards for that song. And yet in worship, people would get a little irritated because she was always off tune on her singing. A friend of mine I've been sharing the Lord with, who is in entertainment from a Jewish background, he said he's starting to like that Jewish guy Jesus I talk about. Shapiro, my friend Buddy Shapiro, said, I'm thankful for my health. Darren Dreismala writes in. Darren was a classmate of mine at Liberty University in the pastoral program. And Darren also has several books on the Christian life. One new one just came out. If you want to go to Amazon, Darren Dreismala. And Darren wrote, I'm so thankful for my salvation by grace. A friend of mine in the D.C. area who's a teacher and a client, Catherine, wrote that she's very thankful for her two kids. R.C. Bates, an actor that I just love this guy. He was in one of my favorite films, And God Spoke. He played God in that film. And R.C. Bates said, I'm thankful for our new president, President-elect Biden. Keep both President-elect Biden and President Trump both in your prayers, everyone. 1 Timothy 2 says to pray for all in leadership. So keep them both in prayer, and pray for our United States to remain united as we go forward. Brooke, a young lady who said she was suicidal, and my novel Stickman kind of brought her back from the brink. She's in the Boston area. She says, I'm thankful for the ability to read and enjoy books and escape from stress through fiction. I am thankful for your two novels, Richard. I enjoy reading both Stickman and Cain and Land immensely. Michael Seaman, he's a friend of mine from high school, said he's thankful for friends and family. Linda Shepherd, another friend of mine from Lynchburg days, so nice to hear from, haven't heard from her for years, and I'm so blessed that she's back in touch. Linda wrote, I'm thankful for the wisdom God has given me through my trials and suffering. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Katie Andruski, Katie was a publicist for some of the biggest Christian writers, Francis Schaeffer, Edith Schaeffer, Frankie Schaeffer, and they came and spoke to our campus when I was in Bible college, the Schaeffers, and Katie was their publicist, and also a great writer in her own right. Katie wrote that she's just thankful for breath. You know, it says in the Bible, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Lily Fraser, she's a talented singer. She's led worship in one of the churches that my dear friend Josie was on the pastoral staff back in the day that was started in Debbie Reynolds' dance studio. Hiding Place, and Lily sang, was just one of the singers at the Hiding Place, and she said, I'm thankful for just about everything in my life. Karen Clark Ellis writes, I am thankful for life, health, family, friends, and home. Betty Harvey says, I'm thankful for my health. I know some of these repeat the same thing, but I tell you what, being thankful for health, if you don't have health, you know, health is so important. So I'm thankful, too, for that, you know, with Corona going around. And I lost a dear friend, Mike Hobler, who was my drummer on most of my music recordings. And but I'm thankful that just the everyday above ground to still be here and to be healthy, it's something to really be thankful for, especially with the pandemic going on. You know, read that Psalm 91.
talks about God protecting us during pandemics. It says, though the pestilence strikes on your right and your left, it shall not come nigh thee. I cover you in the shadow of the Almighty and the shelter of my wings. Krista Lee McPherson writes, I'm thankful for my beautiful family, of whom God is our center. Diane Cockrell writes, she's thankful for the food bank. The food banks are really doing a service in the ministry right now at Thanksgiving. The lines are so long, and so many need the food bank help right now. Jill Parvin says, I'm thankful for God's love. This one gets a little bit into politics. Maybe I'll skip that one. I was one earlier about being thankful for the new president, and that's good, but this one goes a bit too far, I think, because we want to stay in the Thanksgiving spirit. They're thankful how things turned out with the election, but it's just, I don't think it's the time or place to get into politics and knocking one side or the other right now. But I'm glad, though, that you're thankful for the way things turned out. Leonard J. Thiessen, he's a real fan of my Amy film. Oh, God bless you, Leonard. Such a beautiful guy. I got to meet him when he was visiting out here. He's from Florida. He said that he's thankful for the word is like a river of life. I'm also thankful for Sister Amy. He loves that movie I made about Sister Amy. I'm also thankful for Bob Dylan. Me too. What a great songwriter. And I'm thankful for Otis Redding. Oh, yes. Great soul singer. Carrie Nye, nice to hear from you, Carrie. We were friends in high school. Said she's thankful for grace. Deborah Schultz, I'm thankful for God. Alicia Fleer, I'm thankful for everything. I'm so happy. Oh, God bless you, Alicia. Alicia is a very talented actress, and she does so much for the animals, rescuing animals and standing up for our four-legged friends. Alicia, it's almost prophetic. She was in an episode of The Bionic Woman when we're about the same age, and she was like probably 12 or 13. She was in an episode of The Bionic Woman where they shot the episode at Tippi Hedren, the actress from The Bird, the pretty blonde from the Hitchcock film The Birds, has a animal sanctuary. And one of my guitar students took a lot of the photos of the animals, and she passed, Beverly. I did her funeral at the animal sanctuary. I performed a song I wrote for Beverly about her going to heaven. And but Alicia was about 12, and she was in an episode of The Bionic Woman where they took care of the lions, you know, and the wild animals. And it's kind of prophetic because she has had this ministry to stand up for the animals and the endangered creatures and the pets that need rescue. And I'm not giving you background on some of these people because it's real interesting, the diversity of people writing in. Carol Roach said, I'm thankful for family. Delmi Welch, I'm thankful for the gift of a healthy life. I'm thankful I am alive today. I am thankful I have a roof over my head. I am thankful I have the basics to get by. Amen. Denise Silva Holmes is thankful for her daughter, and that's great, Denise. Denise is a really, really nice person, and I believe we're friends because of a involvement in a support group, the same support group. Victoria Taylor, speaking of great songwriters that have been a part of Eternal Grace, Victoria wrote one of my favorite worship songs, Come Holy Spirit, and whenever she's in our meetings, I'm always asking her to do it in the worship. Victoria writes, I'm thankful for where I live. I'm thankful for God's grace. I'm thankful for meeting people like you, Richard. Oh, thank you, Victoria. I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. Sylvia Perry. Now, Sylvia Perry is quite a testimony. Sylvia was a prostitute for years and has come to the Lord and come out of that and has shared really openly about that on my radio show and has had quite a ministry to prostitutes. And even to the Johns, and she's just an incredible person. Sylvia writes, I am thankful for today. I am thankful for a walk in the sunshine. I am thankful I caught up on paperwork today. I'm thankful for a great conversation and meal with a friend. Frederica Duke, yay, Frederica. Frederica's a really interesting person, too, from the entertainment background. Her husband was the comedy writer for David Letterman on his show, if I remember right. And Frederica has produced films. Her dad's produced some iconic films, and she's just a really neat person. I'm thankful and grateful, Richard, to be alive. I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful that my parents gifted me and my kids with creativity, the freedom to create. My Aunt Margie wrote, I'm thankful to God for my family. They own my heart. Marty Gass, I believe, is one of my Pittsburgh friends. I'm thankful for everything and everybody. Kelly Tabor Cromer, one of my closest friends, student, president of my fan club, teacher of the year. She's won all kind of awards for teacher of the year. Said, I'm thankful for God's love, grace, forgiveness, and eternal life. I'm grateful for my loving family and loyal friendships like yours, RR. That's me. I'm thankful for my lovely furry companion. I appreciate life itself, laughter, joy, and how God always seems to provide for our every need, both small and sometimes big. Yes, we face trials. Storms rage around us, and it can be very difficult, but we know we're never alone. He is with us through everything. He reigns and is our Redeemer. His love is pure and steadfast. One day we will leave this world, and He will embrace and welcome us with love and beauty far greater than we could ever, ever imagine in our finite minds. How satisfying and rewarding that we will be living together in love and harmony for all eternity with absolutely no sorrow or pain ever again. Oh, that brings a tear to my eye. What a beautiful, beautiful description of heaven. Darlene Ellsbury said she's thankful for freedom. Danielle Ramos said she's thankful for her husband, Andrew, and her friends. Wow. Amen. Let's see here. Another political one. I'll probably skip that. We got some political ones on the far left. Thankful Trump was going, and this is one on the far right that going on and on about against Biden. So it's not really in the spirit of Thanksgiving, although I'll let that remain on the post, of course. And God bless you. God love you. But let's stay off of that for Thanksgiving. Cherie Efron, who's been a big help to us and associate producer on our film and worked on making calls to set up screenings for our film. Cherie writes, I'm thankful for the family I was born into, the friends I've adopted as family, for the good friends that have come into my life. Thankful for those who have left too soon, knowing I will see them again in heaven. Yeah, that references back to Kelly's comment I just read about how beautiful it'll be in heaven. Yeah, I tell you, isn't it a comfort to know that my friends, that people like my youngest brother, Pete, who's died, my dad, you know, we've all lost friends. Some of my music collaborators died young, not long ago. My best friend in grade school, Paul, passed. November 18th was the date of his passing, and I think of him on that day. But in heaven, we're all back together. Thankful, Cherie writes, that I've had opportunities to live out my dreams and be creative and know what's important while I'm traveling through this time and space on this beautiful planet. I'm thankful to be a spiritual being, having a physical experience. I'm thankful I've picked the right spiritual path and the time to recognize it, opportunity to give praise and thanks. God's love to all. Well, for me, I'll take a break and give some of my thanks. I want to say thank you to, thank you for all the Rossies, my family on both the both coasts here. We're a bi-coastal family now. Thankful to Richard Krause, my editor. We're almost done with our new film, Canaanland. Thank you to Kelly, who for her encouragement and friendship and for the fan club supporting my creative work. I want to thank my Canaanland collaborators that are helping marketing and promote the film now, like Lisa Kim and Al Doshna have really been working hard to promote that and get it word out in the media. I'm thankful that our daughter, Karis, is at her marriage and her recently finishing her degree at Princeton. I'm thankful that we still see our son, Joshua, and spend time with him, even though he's moved out. I'm thankful I'm still here, even though most of my best friends, even in school, have already passed, that I went to school with and grew up with. But I'm still here. I'm having a chance to do things. I'm making good progress on my next novel. Thankful for all our cast and crew on Canaanland. Thankful for a roof over our head and food to eat. I'm thankful for I'm always learning new things, reading new good books. Thankful that I live simply. I don't have a lot of stress. I don't have a lot of payments or no debt. Thankful for my mom, Dorothy Rossi, is still with us. Thankful for spiritual moms and dads like Jerry and Ann Tabor and Josie Pollock, who I think might be calling in here. thank you, we're almost through COVID, that the medication is now coming at the end of the year through several different Pfizer and Oxford and different companies. Thankful our family hasn't caught that, and I'm thankful for recent medical help I received in my life. And I'm thankful most of all for God's unconditional love for us as his children. You know, there's the Lord's love never ceases. It's mercy that never comes to an end. It's new every morning. Did you know that? Al Doshna, who I just mentioned, I'm thankful for helping with the film. He's thankful for God's intervention in his life. He said, if it wasn't for that, I'd be at the end of a plastic tube or 6 feet under the ground. He's thankful for being in among Ed Wood's friends and associates, which is a gift that keeps on giving, including directly putting him in contact with his good friend Richard Rossi. That's me. And for the work that Richard's sharing with us. Robert Miller, a big Clemente fan and expert on the Clemente and supporter of my Clemente film, said he's thankful for life. Alma Del Prado, one of our intercessors, says she's thankful to wake up to daily prayers answered from A to Z, the miracles and suddenlies of God. Lisa Moss said, I'm thankful for friends like you, Richard, of course. Well, God bless you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa, for you and your husband Joel's life-saving recovery ministry. You have Lisa and her husband run an amazing ministry out here, Halfway Houses, 12-step groups. Alicia came back on. That was the animal advocate and Bionic Woman star I told you about. She said, I'm thankful Mom's still with me. She's 91. And my entire family is healthy, including all the four-legged ones. Yes. Nancy Okoa is thankful for family. Lori Hainan, who's a talented author, said she's thankful for her husband. Lori runs a book reading groups among some of the teens and the book clubs and things like that in Hawaii, and they, when my book Stickman came out, they did it was like the first Zoom type thing I'd ever done. It was my friend Joe set it up, and I got to talk to the book clubs in Hawaii, and they had on shirts, and they called out some of the lines from my novel that they liked. I'll never forget all those teenagers yelling out, who wants to be a normie anyways? My main character in Stickman, Jeremiah, when they tease him that he's not normal, he'd say, well, who wants to be a normie anyway? So when the camera came up and I saw the group with Lori there in Hawaii, they all yelled out at me, who wants to be a normie anyways? Donna Marie Sergi, an actress I worked with, we raised over $100,000 for the homeless in the Midnight Mission together. And we did some plays based on monologues that the homeless people gave us, and we acted out the homeless people's monologues together. We raised a lot of money for the homeless. Donna writes, I'm grateful for my family, friends, my kitties, my pups, my health, and my job. Josie Pollock said, I'm thankful for a roof over my head, food in the fridge, friends, helpers, Jesus, my Yorkie. Oh, yes, Dante. Yay, Dante. And my sister Jill in the U.K., Joanne writes, I'm thankful for our risen Savior, Jesus. James Anthony Green, I'm thankful for my loving and caring family. Carly Evans writes in, I'm not sure how I know Carly. I'll have to put that together. I'm thankful for health, family, friends, love, and peace. Tony Nungesser, I'm thankful for that I have a riding mower. Well, that's something to be thankful for. I sure love doing the riding mower tractor when we had a lot of land back in Pennsylvania. It was fun to ride that tractor. We used to fight over when we were kids, who would do the riding mower. Victoria writes, I'm thankful for music, the joy of listening to those blessed with musical talent like you, Richard, and your son, and others. Thank you for that compliment. Diane Reinhart's thankful for family. Lori Rousseau, I'm thankful, especially Thanksgiving, but I love Jesus, so Thanksgiving's every day, all day long. I'm thankful for good health, for family, for friends, for my home, for my car to drive, for freedom and liberty, for America, a country blessed by God. Thankful for my beautiful husband who passed a few weeks ago. Oh, I'm sorry, Lori, I did not know that. But I had the joy of knowing him 22 years. I'm thankful for the time I had with my husband. So I choose not to dwell on he's gone and be depressed, but I'm dwelling on thankfulness that I met him, that we had all those years, and that he's in heaven, and what a beautiful person he was. Wow. Wow. Susan in Boston, thankful for family, friends, and that we wake up every morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Donna, my family's had losses. We're now down to a small number. But I'm so thankful for my daughter and my son-in-law. They have hearts of gold. I am so grateful. Happy Thanksgiving, Richard. Paula Campbell, thankful for my kids and grandkids. Susie Q, health of my family. Peggy Kissmore, Butler, keeping it simple. Thank you for family, friends, and pets. Rita Biswick, oh, Rita. Rita was my babysitter when I was a little boy. So many good memories with her. Wow. Some great memories as a little boy, and she was my sitter. She said, I'm thankful I'm alive. Jeff Griffith, we might hear from him and Josie again online here. I'm thankful we have freedom and the right to vote for the candidate we believe is best for our country. I love how you worded that, Jeff. Very classy, because you're not being partisan. You're saying we all have the right to vote for who we think's best, and I'm thankful for that right. I like that. I'm also thankful for daily blessings from God the Father in heaven. Brian to Jerry, I'm thankful for my Lord and Savior, who it says in Psalm 27, even if my family forsakes me, he will always take care of me. He was thinking of me as he died on that cross, and I'm thankful for that and Jesus' unconditional love that he never leaves or forsakes me. Carla Fraser, I'm thankful I'm saved. Andrea Mejia, thankful for God's unconditional love, family, and friends. Carla Cordeleone, Jesus' family and friends. Jay Edwards, I'm thankful God's on the throne. Donna Lee, who's one of the stars of our Canaanland film. In fact, she kicks my character out of her home and makes me homeless in the beginning of the film. But Donna would tell you, can you blame me? Donna says, I'm thankful for family, good health, and career. Jordan Bracia, my Lord Jesus. Marianne Ratchford, star of one of my favorite series of films on the Book of Revelation in the 70s, those classics, Thief in the Night, Image of the Beast, all those films. Marianne writes, I'm thankful for my salvation through Christ. Linda says, I'm thankful for my other friend, Linda Shepherd. Yes, Linda Shepherd is a blessing. Well, it goes on and on, but we need to get to some live folks here that have called in. And so I could go on reading for probably 3 hours, you know, all these different emails coming in here and messages in my inbox of gratitude. But I think we should go to some of the live people because I have so many emails and messages that I could do all day doing this. And I have a guitar lesson with my Stella student in a bit, so I have to get to the live calls. So we'll be right back with some of the live call-ins that wanted to go on air and say what they're thankful for. We'll be right back. And I think she ought to write a sequel because she has a lot of stories that I know that aren't even in the first version. So, Josie, welcome to the show. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for you, for one thing. But,
that's so sweet.
I love that story on Leona. And it
Isn't that amazing?
I know, and it reminded me of the scripture. God, it's gone out of my head now. Don't complain about anything, and you will be like the shining stars in a perverse generation.
Yes, that's Philippians 2, yes.
Is that in Colossians?
That's in Philippians chapter 2.
Oh, okay. I love that scripture. And I am so thankful that when January is over, I won't have to complain anymore.
You're so funny, Josie.
Because I have done so much complaining in the last 4 years.
Well,
but I'm thankful as Dante climbs on me now, pawing at me because he wants attention because I'm on the phone.
Yes, Dante's jealous that you're on the radio talking to me and millions of people. Dante wants your full attention. You know those Yorkies.
Yes, he does. And I'm thankful that God took me through such a great adventure that I had a book in me to write.
Yes,
and
it's one of my favorite books. I've read it about at least 3 times, Josie.
Oh, bless your heart. I wish I had the energy to write the sequel.
Well, I know you have news stories in you that or stories that aren't in the book because I remember recently we were talking about Joe Namath, one of my favorite football players that played for the Jets that was from my hometown area, and you had an interesting story about him, and I also have stories about him, too. And I thought, that wasn't in the book. You need a sequel.
One of my friends who was a model here, she lives in England now, she said, she wrote me that she introduced Joe Namath to his wife.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking after what I heard, she didn't do her any great favors.
Yes, yes, I think that was Deborah Mays. Yes, yes, Joe was really hurt by some things that happened there. And had to raise his daughters by himself. But I'm friends with his daughter, and he's done a wonderful job as a single father. And
that's
I know he just has a beautiful heart. He was asking us to pray daily. There were 2 boys, and of course everyone idolizes him as young boys because he was probably the greatest talented quarterback. And he would catch with these boys and be friends with them. They were about 14 down there in Florida where he lives now. And they went out on their boat, and we're lost at sea, and Joe was just heartbroken. He was out on that boat every day looking for those boys.
Wow.
And he put up $100,000. He said, if anyone give any information to find these boys, and they never found them. So it was just a heartbreaking thing. But, you know, I know he, like all of us, had his character defects, and, you know, he would tell you that he liked to drink and liked the ladies and different things like that. But to me, that showed such a beautiful heart in him, you know.
You're right.
And I'm thankful for celebrities like that that use their notoriety. And you know, fame, Mr. Rogers said fame's a four-letter word. And like any other four-letter word, life or love, it can be used for good or bad, you know. And I'm thankful for...
It's like that song we wrote, Can You Pay the Price of Fame?
Yes, yes. I was so honored to write that song with you. And... you're such a great songwriter. I'm thankful for you. I'm so honored to have you as a part of Eternal Grace because, you know, it's just amazing to me how many people you've touched for the Lord.
Well, yeah, that's another thing I'm thankful for, that God gave me a ministry where I was able to lead thousands to the Lord.
Yes. And it's amazing to me, you know, I'm thankful that you're able to relate to people no matter what their stature. You've met Prince Charles, and you've, you know, ministered the gospel to people like Robert Downey Jr. and Tommy Lee and, you know, Billy Preston and yet, you
Eric
know, you,
Menendez.
Eric Menendez, and yet you minister to the homeless and the convicts and the, you've really, I'm thankful you have that Matthew 25 heart, Josie, which unfortunately a lot of people that name the name of Christ, they don't have Matthew 25 in their Bible because it says that the true sheep in the flock, they will care about the homeless, the hungry, the prisoner, the disadvantaged. When I was naked, you gave me your coat. When I was homeless, you found me a place. When I was in jail, you visited me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty. And so many Christians that name the name of Christ today, they don't have that heart. And so I'm thankful that you're someone following the real Jesus and you care about the sick and the poor and the disadvantaged.
Jesus said about the least of these.
Yeah.
But many Christians have forgotten that.
Yes, you know, there's a song, Josie, that I just love. I heard it actually in the Catholic Mass when I was a little boy. I have my guitar here. I'll sing it. My voice is a little sore today, but this song touched me. I just cried as a boy when I heard it. I knew that was the heart of God. I'll never forget it, but it went something like this. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, that you do unto me. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. So now enter into the home of your Father. Whatsoever ye do to the least of my brethren, that you do unto me. And I heard that song.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And you
isn't that beautiful?
Tyler Perry just gave 5,000 Christmas dinners away. He is such a spiritual man.
God bless him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's done a lot down there in Atlanta. I've been in touch with them, and he really has, you know, he knows the Lord and loves the Lord, and he's put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah. I first heard of him, I used to go to a Bible study, and it was all black people. I think
mm-hmm.
I was probably one of two white people. And
mm-hmm.
the mother of the host, she used to play his tapes, and I was so touched. I wanted to go where he was and be part of his crew. I mean, and his story of success is so amazing.
Well,
where
yes,
he went living in his car.
Yes,
to,
he was homeless himself. He knows what it's like
yes.
to be down and out.
Yes.
Well,
well anyway,
blessings and happy Thanksgiving to you and to Jill also across the pond. How is Jill, your sister?
Well, you know, we have never celebrated Thanksgiving in England.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a holiday. We celebrate it. So, but I feel right into it because wherever food's involved, there I am.
Well, you know, I have a friend of mine that just wrote that she's very thankful for the show today, and she's a big publicist on Madison Avenue for celebrities, and especially when they get into trouble, helping them turn it around and get out of it. And she writes, as a Jewish woman, she said, I like Thanksgiving because it's one of the holidays we all can celebrate. She said some of the holidays are more associated with one religion. She said Christmas, she goes, I love Christmas, but it's more coming from the Christian perspective. But she says, as a Jewish woman, I've always felt the most safe and the most, that's been my favorite holiday where I don't feel kind of out of it, that I'm not quite part of the religion of the holiday, she said, because she goes, I don't care if you're atheist, Jewish, Christian, we all can be thankful and have gratitude.
Right. It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get to some other people. I think I've overstepped my time.
Well, you're always welcome, and you're a big hit. We have people all over the country that love Josie Pollock. In fact, my friends from New York, Jerry and Ann, said, say hi to you. They just love whenever you talk on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, Josie. And I just had a call come in, but that one looks like an accent. They said, I didn't mean to call, and I'm just listening. Okay. Well, God bless you, Josie.
God bless you and your family and all my friends out there.
Okay, Josie, thank you for calling in. We'll be right back to go to another call. I think it's going to be Jeff will be the next one calling in. Jeff, thank you for your patience there on line two. And we'll go to Jeff right after this brief break for program and station identification.
I will enter his voice with praise. I will say this in the
program and let's say, good, why don't you mosey on over and set that down to Rich Rossi live? When it comes to Christian talk, he'll wrestle you up a show with True Grit.
Well, thank you, John Wayne. We'll be right back.
Rich Rossi live.
Rich Rossi live here. And let's go to line two. A friend of mine that's been a deacon with our ministry. I think he may be. I could be wrong about this, but I'm about 99.9% sure he's been with our ministry here in California longer than anyone, a deacon going way back, over 20 years. So I want to welcome on line one to share what you're thankful for, Jeffrey Edward Griffith. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you very much.
Thank
I'm honored to be
patience,
on the show.
Jeff, you were on there for a while. I appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Oh, well, I was listening in first. I was actually got on at the beginning of the show, but then I on the app, and then I left the app and got on to the regular telephone. So basically, I've been on the whole show.
Oh, great.
I wanted to say something really quickly about the people who have been talking about health. You know, I'm thankful to the Lord for good health. That for
yeah.
many years that I've been around, I've had reasonably good health. But one thing that health is related to is strength. And the reason why it's related to strength is because if you're sick and you're strong enough to be able to make it through that sickness, that strength is keeping you alive, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful to the Lord for the strength that he's given me to manage to make it through all those times in my life when I wasn't, you know, feeling too hot. And I've been a few of them. I wanted to thank the Lord for his provision. While you were talking there, I was thinking about years ago when we first started shooting the movies.
Yeah.
I managed to get a credit card, and I started charging things up for the cameras,
yeah.
sound equipment. And I
yeah,
didn't
by the
stop
way, all
there.
You listening,
I went right
yeah.
on into...
All, you know, we had a bunch of people write, Jeff, they're thankful for the Sister Amy movie. It's their favorite movie. I don't know if you heard that. But I want you all to know,
yeah.
this is the guy that made that possible because he came over with cameras that he bought for me to shoot that. And he said, the only condition
right.
is you got to start shooting today, Richard.
Yeah, well, I also bought music equipment because I'm interested in music as well, as you know. And so at one point, I was $20,000 in debt on the credit cards. That sounds like a lot, but, you know, other people have been farther in debt than that and made it out. But the Lord actually paid all of that debt off over the years for me. In addition to that, he paid off another $10,000 that I owed for school debt, and in addition to that, he provided me with a home that I was able to purchase a home after I retired, which I wasn't expecting to be able to do. So all of those things that the Lord did were things that were beneficial to others around me as well as to me myself. And so I thank the Lord that He has been such a great provider, for me and for my friends too. Friends and family.
Well, I'm thankful for you, Jeff. You have truly been a Proverbs 17:17 friend, which says a friend loveth at all times like a brother born for adversity. And you've stood with me in the good times and in the battles. And you've been such a blessing. And I might put you on mute if you want to stay on the call and listen to the rest of the show. I think I have Josie on mute also. And thank you for calling in, Jeff. Thank you so much, Jeff. I'm going to, praise and worship is something the Lord has gifted me to do on the guitar, and it's an expression of thanksgiving and praise to sing songs of praise to the Lord. The psalmist said that he inhabits our praise. The Hebrew is to sit down and be enthroned. I love to lead worship on the guitar, and I have a encouraging feedback from Kelly there in Greenville, says, you know, that she likes the studio worship songs that I play, but she really prefers when I lead worship live on my guitar. That's even better. So thank you for that. So I will do that. And some of you are writing in and asking me to just pick up the guitar and just lead worship live. It is a little different because normally in a house church or in a gathering, I love hearing everybody else sing. And so I'm not able to hear all of you singing at home. But I hope some of you will sing, and it's okay to just listen to. But I will feed you some of the words as I lead worship a little bit here, as if you were here. So you may be sitting on your couch or bed or in your car, or maybe you're out in public doing some shopping, but if you have a chance to sing along, I will do a little bit of the, what I call the feeding the words. That comes out of a lot of times of me leading worship where most of the groups now will throw the words up on a wall, you know, in some sort of screen through the computer. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I found personally, my own personal preference, is the focus goes to the screen. Everybody's looking at the screen and the words, which we look at screens all the time now on our computers and on our phones. And the most powerful thanksgiving and praise and worship is when our focus is on the Lord and we can close our eyes or lift our voices, our hands, our hearts, and not even be looking at a screen. So that's why I have a personal idiosyncrasy of quoting the words between singing, because I don't want people to have to put their eyes anywhere but on the beautiful nurturing and love of their Heavenly Father, sitting in their Heavenly Father's lap, just knowing Abba's love as we worship. So that's why I do tend to speak the words, to help you just kind of know what to sing and say. So I'm going to put the phone down, and hopefully you'll hear me okay. And I'll just lead a little bit of praise and worship for us in our Thanksgiving service to close out. Don't you know it's time to praise the Lord? Well, don't you know it's time to praise the Lord in the sanctuary of His Holy Spirit? In the sanctuary of His Holy Spirit. Set your mind on Him. So set your mind on Him and let your praise begin in the glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He lives within the praises of His people, and He lives within the praises of His people. He loves to hear us call upon His name. So set your mind on Him. So set your mind on Him and let your praise begin. And the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Send Judah
and the battle will be won. Send Judah first, and your foe is overcome, and your foe is overcome. Glory to the Father, glory to the Son. Send Judah first, send Judah first, and the battle will be won, and the battle will be won. Send Judah first, and the foe is overcome, and the foe is overcome. Glory to the Father, glory to the Son. Send Judah first, send Judah first. It's not by might, not by power, nor by power, but by my Spirit, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Not by might, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed, shall be removed. This mountainous mountain shall be removed. The mountain will be removed by my Spirit, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, upon the Lord, who is worthy, who is worthy to be praised, to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, upon the Lord, who is worthy, who is worthy to be praised, to be praised. So shall I be saved, so shall I be saved, so shall I be saved, so shall I be saved from my enemies, from my enemies. I will call, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy, who is worthy to be praised, to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved, so shall I be saved, so shall I be saved, so shall I be saved from my
And now let the weak say, I am strong.
And now, oh, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich.
Because of what the Lord has done.
Because of what?
My hands and say, I love you.
Lift my hands and say, I love you.
You are everything.
Are everything to me.
I exalt
and I exalt your holy name on earth.
I just want to thank you. Lift my hands and say, I love you.
Lift my hands and say, I love you. You, you're everything to me. And I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name. Oh, I exalt your holy name. Exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name on high.
And I praise your name.
And I praise your name. And I praise your name.
And I praise your name.
And I praise your name. And I praise your name.
You are the Prince of Peace.
You are the Prince of Peace.
The living Word.
The living Word.
Master of everything.
Master of everything.
You are the Lord.
You are.
And I praise your name.
And I praise your name. And I praise your name. And I praise your name. I praise your name. You.
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
the living Word,
the living Word,
wonderful Counselor,
wonderful Counselor,
you are the Lord,
you are the Lord, you are the Lord.
I am blessed by you.
I am blessed by you.
I am healed by you.
I am healed by you.
I am loved by you.
I am loved by you.
My God.
My God.
I am blessed by you.
I am blessed by you.
I am healed by you.
I am healed by you.
I am loved.
I am loved by you. My God.
I hear your footsteps in this place.
I hear your footsteps in this place.
I feel the warmth of your embrace.
I feel the warmth of your embrace.
Face to face.
Face to face.
Eternal grace.
Eternal grace.
I hear your footsteps.
I hear your footsteps in this place.
I feel the warmth.
I feel the warmth of your embrace.
Face to face.
Eternal grace.
I am blessed by you.
I am blessed by you.
Healed. I am healed by you.
Loved. I am loved by you. By you.
I am loved.
I am loved by you. My God.
I hear your footsteps in this place.
And I hear your footsteps in this place.
Feel the warmth.
I feel the warmth of your embrace.
Face to face.
Face to face. Eternal grace.
Eternal grace.
Eternal grace. Eternal grace. Amazing grace. How
our salvation that is secure in Christ. Thank you that nothing shall separate us from your love. And I pray for those that need healing today. There's many out there suffering, isolated. Some have the virus. Come by your grace and heal those who need healing physically, emotionally, even mentally. Jesus, come and heal your lambs. Come and heal your lambs. Jesus, oh my Jesus, come and heal your lambs. Sing with me, oh, let the Son of God enfold you. Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and His love, with His Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your heart. Let Him fill your heart. Satisfy your soul. Satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you. Let Him have the things that hold you, and His Spirit like a dove, His Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life, will descend upon your life and make you whole, and make you whole. Jesus. Come and fill your lambs. Come and fill your lambs. Your lambs. Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Come, fill your lambs and come and sing this song with gladness. Oh, come and sing this song with gladness. As our hearts are filled with joy, as our hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to His name. To His name. Oh, give Him all your years of sadness. Give Him all your years of sadness, all your tears of pain, all your tears of pain, and you'll enter into life, and you'll enter into life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come and fill your lambs. Come and fill your lambs. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and omnipresent, that you're everywhere. You're right with us, wherever we are, wherever we're listening. The psalmist wrote, "Where can I flee from thy presence? If I go to the highest mountain, thou art there. If I go to the depths of hell and make my bed in hell, thou art there." There's nowhere. There's nothing that can separate us from your love. But I ask you to come in a special, tangible way. I see and feel people out there listening, and their eyes are misting up a bit with tears because they're aware of your love right now. The Lord says to you, "I've loved you with an everlasting love." I've come to end your dark night. I've come to end your decade of dark nights. I've come to raise you like Lazarus, raise you up. I've come to bring you back to life like the prince kissing Snow White or Sleeping Beauty raising from her bed. Begin to thank me, begin to praise me that your best days are ahead. This new year will be such a good year. We're coming out of a dark winter. We're coming out of societal trauma into a wonderful season and many blessings ahead. So begin to thank and praise me, my children, for I inhabit your praises. I inhabit your praises. And the chains that have bound you break as you lift your hands in praise. I'm seeing by the Spirit hands that are chained, and as they're lifted up to the heavens in praise and thanksgiving, the chains snapping off. Just begin to thank and praise him. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving in your hearts. Enter into his courts with praise. He has made us glad. He has made us glad. He is so good. He is so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise you and thank you, Lord. God is so good. This ministry is a ministry of eternal grace. Our website is eternalgracechurch.com. There's a lot of free sermons on there. We now have my entire teaching series through the book of Revelation on there if you click Revelation series. We also have a link there to donate if you're spiritually fed by this ministry. If you're new to this ministry, please feel no obligation whatsoever. But if you are spiritually fed, you can give love offerings to Eternal Grace Church on the website, or by PayPal to eternalgracechurch@yahoo.com. Again, PayPal, the email to send a tax-deductible donation is eternalgracechurch@yahoo.com. We thank you for all of you from around the country that do send your support, but we give freely. There's no charge for anything on this ministry. We are supported solely by voluntary contributions. And it's a ministry based in grace. We teach grace, grace, grace. It's the only thing that works. For by grace are we saved through faith. Not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Richard Rossi Live. We are so blessed, so blessed, so blessed by all of you sharing your gratitude today. What a blessing it was to hear all those, just a sample of those hundreds of comments of what you're thankful for. Well, go with God and be blessed, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And if you want to follow the show, there's a link, should be a link on your screen to click follow so you'll be notified for all our future shows. This ministry has really been a God ministry. None of us live high that are involved in this ministry. We live very simple lives, and this is one ministry which is a very highest rating from GuideStar that analyzes nonprofits and the IRS. We have good standing with the IRS for decades because the vast majority, 90%, goes right into spreading the word. And so thank you for all your support. This radio ministry has been around a long time. It started on a landline station and 101.5, a Salem Broadcasting Christian station, but now is around the world through internet and blog talk radio. Thank you for tuning in. Go with God and be blessed, and happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you.